Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For the last 3 years, I've had the opportunity to speak to our next guest, and every time he always brings not only with him a great conversation, but also great music as well. Jiggly Jones is back with us today to talk to us not only about the continued success of an album that we actually talked about last year that's still getting a lot of buzz. It's called A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel, A Light. He also has a new single that he's brought along with him, Look What I Found, and we're going to also let you guys know how you can stay connected with Jiggly, as well as, of course, be able to support his music as well. Jiggly, hello to you, and always a pleasure to have you back here on Conversations Live. Glad you could join us once again.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. And as I said, I mean, this album, I mean, is really one, and you and I talked about this even last year, and we can begin the conversation there. A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel, A Light. I mean, it really showcases your ability as a storyteller, Jiggly. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the album?
Well, you know, the critics seem to love it, which is a really cool thing. It's fun to read about yourself and how they really break it down. You know, and I get to save all those reviews and get to read them to my grandkids someday. So,
right.
You know, it's just great to hear a positive response, you know, and, you know, it keeps you moving forward.
Right, keeps you moving forward. And you know what, it has to be a great feeling, Jiggly, for you to have people who don't know you to get it, to get the messages in the music. The single we'll hear here, I think, is another great one. You know, when you were on the program last time, I went back and listened to that conversation. If you can believe it, it was May of last year, that last time you were with us. And it was Walk On Me. That was the single that you were at that particular time were promoting. I mean, and I think it's so great for us to kind of be able to see, you know, you transition musically from song to song, but also, of course, to be able to see, you know, your ability to paint a picture through words. Do you think that has really been your gift, Jiggly, to be able to do that?
Well, you know, it's important to me to, when putting together a group of songs, to try to make each one have its own personality. That's very important to me. You know, so you really have to dig down deep to make that happen, you know. And what comes out, you know, you are what you are. And, you know, that's one of the things I strive for.
Yeah, I think that is a great thing. And so I want to talk about, you know, what you have done as far as being able to be true to yourself in the process, Jiggly. I think one of the horrible things that's happened with music and even with other professions, to be quite honest, is that people lose themselves and they try to be so much like someone else. You have been, I think, very strategic in being yourself, allowing us to know who Jiggly Jones is as an artist, and that is what we're able to pick up on from song to song. Have you always been so comfortable in your musical skin to be able to be true to yourself musically and what you want to do?
You know, it's funny and ironic how you use the word strategic, because, you know, in the business, you know, strategy means a lot. And over the years, you know, I've done different types of music back when I was younger and things, and really tried to form myself to what everybody else wanted me to be. As I've gotten older, I realized that, you know, the best way to be is just to be yourself. And for one thing, it's less stressful.
Right.
You know, you don't have to worry about your next move. You just be yourself. And, you know, I'm a parent, so, you know, it's important for me to be true to myself in front of my kids and things like that. It teaches a good lesson. So I'm really comfortable with doing things the way I'm doing it, and I don't think I'd ever do it any other way at this point.
Yeah, I think that is the great thing. I love that. And you're right. It is so much easier just to be who you are. And I think that is what people appreciate. And Jiggly, I think that goes back to why the critics say what they say about you, because that's what they're feeling. They're not feeling that you're trying to be like someone else. They're feeling that you're bringing them the best of yourself. And I should say, by extension, that is what the listening audience takes away from it as well. Now, you've been quite busy. You and I were talking actually right before we went live here. You know, you've been quite busy, you know, with the music, being able to share it. What has that been like for you, to be able to perform these songs and to kind of see that reaction to them?
That's a great thing. You know, first and foremost, I'm a recording artist, so I like the studio. I like the creative process. But when you get to take it out live, and you know, 99% of the time I play by myself with just my acoustic guitar, so it's really an intimate experience. You know, so you get, you know, get to walk amongst the people afterwards, and I get a lot of compliments. A lot of people really, like you say, get what I'm doing. So that's a really good feeling when you know, it's validated all your hard work.
Yeah. Now, this is an album, again, that you have been able to not only share with us, you know, the album initially came out last year, but the music continues, I think, to resonate with people, including the single we'll hear here, Jiggly, which is Look What I Found. You know, talk to us about the album. For those who may have missed, you know, the previous conversation, we alluded to it earlier in our last conversation last year. But, you know, how did this particular album, A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel, A Light, how did that come about?
Well, you know, that's my metaphor for life. I mean, life is filled with mountains and struggles, and, you know, hopefully you find that tunnel to make things a little easier, and then you know, obviously the light at the end of the tunnel is what you strive for. So, you know, everybody, 100% of every human being has dealt with those things. So, you know, I'm bringing that to people because of that, because they can relate to that. And the songs that I write usually generalize as far as life goes. So, once again, they can put their own story into things. And once in a while, I'll be more specific, like the single that we're going to talk about coming up here. But you know, it's all about just those experiences in life and how people can relate to them. And as far as the record goes, you know, there's some songs on there that were actually older songs that I redid and brought back. Walk on Me is an example of that. That song's, you know, a good decade old for me, and
wow.
it's something I never wanted to lose that song because I thought it had something special. No matter what genre that you released it in, it still had that same melody that was strong. So, you know, some of the songs were brand new, and a couple of them were older that I just rejuvenated. So, you know, I recorded it in Nashville with producer Dave Moody. And it was a great experience. It was very relaxing, which is the way it should be. And, you know, I really loved every second of it. So,
you know, you brought up a good point. I mean, you are a family man. You're an individual. You're like us. And I think the thing that is so great about your music, Jiggly, is that you're able to allow you to come through in the music. Do you think that's also part of the connection? You talked about, you know, that live experience. Do you think that's also part of it, that people, as you are singing and playing, people can see themselves in the stories that you're painting with words?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, lyrics in music are so important to people to relate to things. You know, even if it's something that they haven't experienced, it's something that they listen to all the time. And, you know, ironically, the lyrics are the last thing that I add to the song. I do the music first, and it usually it sparks the lyrics from the mood that the music sets. So I sort of do things a little backwards. You know, most songwriters, I think, start with lyrics and maybe a chord progression or whatever. But I actually create the music first and do the lyrics last. I really enjoy that part, sitting down and, you know, with a cup of coffee and just working out the lyrics. That's the most enjoyable part for me. So, you know, that's the main thing, it seems like, for music listeners these days.
Right. Exactly. Well, what a good thing to be able to get inside the process, how it all kind of comes together for you. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program today Jiggly Jones. He's making his third appearance on our program. We're talking to him not only about the musical journey, that's what you just heard us talking about there, but also, of course, you know, the songs that he's been able to bring together on the album, A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel, A Light. That actual album is available right now through online retailers. Our friends, of course, is Amazon.com, so we do encourage you to be able to get it from there, but also, as I said, any of the online retailers has it. And one of those songs that's on that project is Look What I Found. Talk to us a little bit about that song, Jiggly, and how it came about.
Well, that song I wrote for my wife. It's a love song, and like I said, most of the times I generalize, but this song I got more specific. You know, it's the old thing, you know, finding a diamond in the rough. It's just a different way of wording it. You know, it's something that people have overlooked, and you were lucky enough to find it in amongst all the mess, you know. So, you know, that's what the song's about. It's just about finding that person that it seemed to, you know, be meant for you and everybody else seemed to overlook. So,
yeah. Well, I say, what a great thing to be able to share in a song, and then, of course, to be able to share with the world. And for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity. Here is Look What I Found from Jiggly Jones. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Jiggly right after this. You guys stay with us. That was Jiggly Jones with Look What I Found right here on Conversations Live. As I mentioned earlier, it's from an album that you guys can get right now, A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel, A Light. You know, Jiggly, you know, one of the things that's happening with you this year, of course, is being able to go out and to meet the fans and to have that time with them, as well as, of course, to be able to share the album. But you also are being able to inspire other people along the way. I know I'm inspired when I see your post about the great things that are going on with you. What do you hope other songwriters and musicians realize about their own goals and dreams just by your being able to do what you love?
Well, you know, I've always used the word perseverance when it comes to this. I mean, there's a lot of very talented people around the world, in the tens of thousands. And sometimes what separates those that get a little more attention than others is just that perseverance to to cut through all the difficult times. And believe me, there are a lot of them. You know, it's an uphill battle at all times to keep it going. But, you know, the passion comes to the forefront. So, you know, hopefully people, you know, other artists get that, you know.
Right. Exactly. Well, I think, you know, you're a perfect example of that, Jiggly, and it's so exciting always for me, for one thing, to be able to see your post, but also to see all the great things happening with you, because it definitely is inspiring for me, and I know it is inspiring for so many others as well. Again, everyone, Jiggly Jones has been our guest today. Make sure you guys get that single. It is a part of the album that I referenced earlier, A Mountain, A Struggle, A Tunnel, A Light, of words that Jiggly likes to live by. But also, of course, that single, you know, is also available to be purchased just by itself. You guys can do that through the online retailers as well. Jiggly, how can our listeners stay connected with you and what's coming up next for you?
The easiest thing, you know, in today's world with all the different social media sites and stuff, you just go to jigglyjones.com because everything's on there. So if you want to branch out to Facebook or whatever, even the iTunes links on there, things like that, all kinds of things. I'm getting ready to revamp that website also within the next month or so. So jigglyjones.com is like the one-stop shopping spot to go. So,
all right. Well, Jiggly, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. And looking forward to our next conversation together.
And that would be great. I'm looking forward to it also. You're always a good time and very professional. So.
Well, thank you for that. I definitely appreciate that and definitely appreciate you taking out some of the time for us. Jiggly Jones has been our guest today. We've been talking to him not only, of course, about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Make sure you guys head over to jigglyjones.com to be able to stay connected with him and all the great things that are coming up, as well as, of course, to find out where you may be able to see Jiggly in the near future as well. That album, again, as I said, is available. You guys can find all that information on Jiggly's website, as well as how you guys can stay connected with him through social media as well. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you guys stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come after our break. If you're joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.